This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Change after the hour here on the DJV program. Anybody got any advice for dealing with what happens after Christmas? Well, that comes. Let's just calm down, take it one moment at a time, and the moments continue. Jennifer is off today. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with Victoria leading the hour off. Let's see what, we're not going to see. This has bothered me my whole career. When I talk about seeing things, maybe what I'm really referring to is using your imagination, your mind's eye, your third eye, mm-hmm. to imagine what it is we're talking about. How's that getting out? Because see, you can't see anything on the radio, even though who used to sign off that way? Osborne did, right? Charles Osborne used to say, "I'll see you on the radio," when he was on television.
Okay.
So, all right, here we are to be seen and heard. Victoria, what's cooking?
Well, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is trending, and the reason is she is resting in a New York hospital following surgery to remove two malignant growths in her left lung. And this is actually the third time that she's been treated for cancer, and it's her second stay in a hospital in only 2 months. So obviously a lot of people have been very concerned about her health. She is the oldest Supreme Court justice. And although just last week she was at the premiere of her movie, or the movie about her, that's called
RBG, isn't it?
No, On the Basis of Sex.
On the Basis of Sex, right.
Oh.
And that stars Felicity Jones and Armie Hammer. And she was at the premiere in D.C. and drinking wine, so she was okay then, and I guess they must have either recently found these two malignant growths, or she already had the surgery scheduled last mm-hmm. week. So, and she's probably at Sloan Kettering. If she flew all the way up to New York for the surgery, that's most likely she's at Sloan Kettering.
Yeah.
But apparently, her status is that she's resting comfortably and that she is that she's doing okay. And
that's tough stuff, though, when it recurs.
Back. Yeah,
that sort of thing. That's tough. I don't think she was ever a smoker, was she? Anybody know whether she was ever a smoker?
I don't know. I don't know much about what she used to do. She's not a smoker now, if she was in the past. But, you know, we certainly know how physically fit she is. If you've seen the documentary, which is called RBG, and it's such a great documentary, and just on how, like, the court system works and everything. It's really interesting. And of course it shows her in the gym lifting weights, and she's got her personal trainer who really pushes her. She's 85, but she's a beast in the gym. Yeah, it's great.
Well, you don't survive well at that age without muscle. You just don't. People who get frail and they get weak, they get limp, they have no tone, they have no strength, they have no structure. Your bones will need, as you get older, more support, and you give them support by building up muscle. You don't have any muscle, you're going to hit the road sooner than you may desire. So she's got that in her mind. Lung cancer has been something that has bothered women more in the last 20 years or so, even women who don't smoke. I'm reminded of Christopher Reeve's wife, who died at the age of 44, I think. I'm trying to remember her first name.
Dana.
That was mm-hmm. it. Yeah, brought it to the attention of a lot of people because she'd never smoked at all in her life.
Yep.
And then people started looking at stats, and they saw lots of women of that age dying of lung cancer. And so they tried to figure out where else it came from, because there's so many environmental impacts now. And everybody, you know, your body goes through different things. You have children. They left they had one daughter, I think, didn't they? If I remember correctly.
They have a son, don't they?
I may have two children, but I know that she died shortly, not, you know, more than a couple of years after Christopher
Reeve.
Yeah, it
was horribly sad.
Awful.
Oh, my gosh.
Awful, awful, awful.
Well, apparently, I'm just looking into this a little bit more. So apparently RBG got lucky because they found the nodules on her lungs, on her left lung, while they were doing the test when she broke her ribs.
Oh,
so
good.
The x-rays from the ribs actually discovered, that's when they discovered this, so they have mm-hmm. known about it. They said it's at a very early stage, and they don't expect that she will need any further treatment beyond the surgery, which is good luck.
Yeah, Good. Everybody would be happy about that, including her family for sure. Other names in the news today, Patrick Shanahan. Apparently, the announcement is being made that the defense secretary, deputy defense secretary, Mr. Shanahan, is going to replace Mad Dog Mattis. The president also tweeted Mattis is going to leave January 1st, 2 months ahead of schedule. That's a kick out the door. Mattis told the president he'd leave February 28th, and the president apparently is ticked off because he's leaving, so get lost is the bottom line to that. Mattis announced his resignation after the president said they wanted to, he wanted to get the troops out of Syria. So that continues to be something that gets kicked around a little bit, even over the Christmas holiday. So Patrick Shanahan, the name will go to the Congress to be approved, or to the Senate. Other names, as long as we're in that pew, apparently over the weekend in several interviews, Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, promised he would not budge on demands for border wall money. He said it's this is a silly fight, the spending bill and all of the stuff that has to do with the government being shut down. He's the one who's criticized, however, the president because of the situation with Mad Dog Mattis leaving and what's going on in Syria, and wants to have hearings on it. So it's interesting. One hand is one thing that's sort of supported. It shows that he thinks for himself anyway, as far as I can see. One more name, or a couple of more names, actually, that are in the news today. You always help me with this, Kara. Mahershala Ali. Is that
Mahershala? Yeah,
Mahershala. Mm-hmm. Him, yeah. Too. Apparently, I have been, you've heard me talk about Green Book, the movie that he's in with Viggo Mortensen, but there's apparently some kind of way that he played the part. This is a true story, and the family's upset because he didn't play it correctly. So he has apologized to the family. The book that helped him travel in the South in the 1960s during the Jim Crow era follows the friendship between pianist Shirley, who is Ali, and his white driver, Tony the Lip Vallongi. I didn't listen to them try to pronounce it. Vallongi, I believe is how it's pronounced. The fellow, I guess the brother of the original character, the pianist, said that he never considered Tony to be his friend. He was an employee, his chauffeur. He wore a cap and a uniform, apparently. So the context and the nuance are important to the story, and as usual, Hollywood doesn't get it the right way. But you know what? It still makes for a good story. I'm sure that they're... Mahershala Ali called the brother and apologized, but you know that was the script. He said is, if I've offended you, I'm so terribly sorry. I did the best I could with material I had. I wasn't aware that there were close relatives with whom I could have consulted to add nuance to the character. You know what? Okay, so it's a good movie. Leave it at that. It's
well,
a good story.
I guess when you have, and it, I haven't seen it, but it is getting a lot of
buzz.
It's a
good movie.
But
it's
I guess when you have someone who's literally the brother of the main character, and the family, usually the family is brought in on some level, and yeah, they, you know, are consulted. But I understand if it's because I think if you're an African American, and especially if you're in this family, it just feels like a whitewashing of the truth. You know, it was all honky dory, and they were friends, and they really weren't friends. So I guess that doesn't make for as good a movie.
It would not have been a movie. Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a movie. So it says in the beginning of the movie, based on a true story. Okay, well, not all of it. Apparently it's based on a true story, but still is a good movie worth seeing. It's 15 past the hour. What's up with Bad Vlad next here on the DJV program?
What a year. Your home improvement to-do list still isn't to done. But hey, at least you still have time to get the Ford vehicle you've always wanted. Just get to the final days of our holiday sales event. Stop by your local Ford dealer today. It's where you'll find our best offers of the season on Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. So, see you sometime between now and January 2nd. Ford. Built for the holidays. And now, for a limited time, you can bring home a new F-150 with 0% financing for 72 months, only at your Ford dealer. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 financed, regardless of down payment, is available on 18 model year F-150, excludes Raptor. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1/2/19. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and complete details.
It's the holiday season, guys. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Are you losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? Well, we have the answer for you. MyPillow is the ultimate stocking stuffer and the perfect gift. How often do you hear your friends and family complain about how hard it is to get a good night's sleep? Change the way they sleep forever with MyPillow. MyPillows are made right here in the USA with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton. And they come with a 10-year warranty, so you have nothing to lose. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. That's right, four MyPillows for half the price. You get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows, plus free shipping. But wait, there's more just for our DJV Show listeners. They're extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV to get this offer. That's promo code DJV right now at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of more people in the news. Bad Vlad, apparently not a fan of rap, ladies. He told those in attendance at a conference with his cultural advisors that the state needs to step in. Excuse me. If it's impossible to stop, then we must lead it and direct it, he said. Warned that banning this popular music genre might actually make it more popular. Duh. He said, quote, rap is based on three pillars, sex, drugs, and protest. He said, noting that drugs and protests are the most worrying to him, this is a path to the degradation of our nation. His warning comes amid warnings of increasing censorship. There's a lot of cultural censorship now in Russia. He's a dictator. That's what he is. That's what he gets, you know. He's in control, and he wants everybody to know it. I'm in charge. Meanwhile, remember the college student Otto Warmbier, who died in North Korea?
Yeah. Warmbier.
Remember him?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce it?
It's Warmbier? Just an I, Warmbier. Yeah. Okay. I, not
yeah,
an L.
Warmbier. Mm-hmm. Anyway, parents are suing North Korea for $1 billion, filed a wrongful death lawsuit. The country brutally tortured and murdered their son, they say. So I think they get anywhere with this. North Korea has denied.
What court do you do? Does this go into?
International. You can sue them in a federal court, but you know.
So a U.S. federal court, you can sue another country.
Yeah. You can try.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. If they filed a $1 billion lawsuit, I'm trying to figure out like what's the governing body for that then. Kim Jong-un is not going to have to stand in court in front of a judge.
And he's going to thumb his nose and say, get lost. That's the end of that. But it's an interesting way of trying to bring it to everybody's attention again. 21 half the hour on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's Christmas music time. Pretty appropriate. So gather your guests, get ready to sing along with Kara's favorite Christmas songs. All of us have put together our favorite Christmas songs, Christmas music. Kara at number three. These are the waitresses doing Christmas rapping. Is this a rap like one that Putin doesn't like, or is this a different kind of rap?
Oh, I don't know if Putin likes Christmas rapping, but this is a slightly different kind with a W.
I think he feels...
I never knew the name of this song. That's so funny. I hear it all Christmas the time rapping on the radio, but I never knew the name.
I've never heard it before. Who are the waitresses? Please tell us about them.
I could not tell you anything else about the waitresses. I think, Victoria, you're not the only one. People don't know the name of the song or the artist, probably, but almost everyone has heard the song. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. It's upbeat. It's a little bit more rocky. They've got some good instrumentals in the beginning. I don't know. I think it's just a fun song we used to listen to all the time when we were decorating the tree.
Your folks like it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah? Okay. What to my wife? So it's like, listen to the lyrics. Let's have, I'll be quiet for a minute. Let me listen to the lyrics.
Actually kind of a depressing song. I was looking at the lyrics earlier, and she's like talking about being left alone on Christmas Eve and like going home from the party and hanging out by herself.
But it's upbeat. I looked them up. So they're from 1978 to 1984, which sounds like the new wave thing that they were in. And they were from Akron, Ohio.
Really? Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to be from someplace.
Yeah.
Akron,
and I think
Youngstown,
this is a one-hit wonder.
All right, so the waitress is Christmas rapping. Kara's number three tune on her list of favorite Christmas songs. Number two is from Hanson. It's a little more pop. What Christmas means to me, I like this already.
Thank you.
nice. I like this.
So, Victoria, good what do you choice. Think? You made fun of me for picking Hanson. Is it terrible?
It's not terrible, but the John Legend version is better.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he actually has Stevie Wonder playing harmonica on it.
Okay,
so.
Well, that automatically makes him win. But I don't know. All of these songs are kind of nostalgic for me. So my mom, I don't know why, she loved Hanson when we were growing up. It was kind of a joke because I have two older sisters.
Mm-bop.
All of us had long blonde hair, so we were like the female version of Hanson. And
right.
It was, yeah. It was.
Did Hanson actually have three sisters that tried to be...
I don't know.
I thought there actually were three sisters,
there
too.
Probably were. I don't, if there are, they didn't make it anywhere.
It didn't work, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, so that's number two on Kara's list. Number one belongs to Jimmy Eat World. Great name for group. Actually, a good version of this song, though. It's fairly new Christmas tune. Good. Can we do something about the name of this group, though?
Sure, I'll give them a call. See if they can change it, like, 20 years into their history.
Yeah.
I did see them. This is one of my best friends, her favorite band, and so we saw them play on her birthday last Christmas, and they played this song while we were there. So
really?
It was very nice.
All right,
that's
so
a cool version. It's different.
It is. Yeah. Well, you can do lots of different things. You've got a little instrumentation here and there. What's the background on Jimmy Eat World?
I don't actually know where they're from. They're
Canada.
From, oh, are they Canadian?
Right.
For some reason, I thought
Canadian.
They were from the U.S. But, yeah, they're just like a rock band that was pretty popular in the early 2000s.
Hi, there it is. Kara's three favorite Christmas songs for you here on the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the tsunami in Indonesia is now nearing 300. The Indonesian Red Cross says those who survived are in dire need of assistance. The country's disaster agency also says more than 1,000 people were injured in the tsunami caused by the eruption of a volcano over the weekend. The partial government shutdown continues. It's the third day of the funding impasse that has shuttered a quarter of the federal government. The sticking point remains the $5 billion in border wall funding that President Trump is demanding. Negotiations between Democrats and the White House continue, but the earliest chance for a vote is now likely to be Thursday, when the U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session. Outgoing Defense Chief James Mattis giving the order now to officially withdraw U.S. troops from Syria, as President Trump has requested. And this is USA Radio News.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, we promise you'll get better parts, better prices every day. Our stores are stocked with high-quality parts and accessories at guaranteed low prices. And our friendly, well-trained professionals are standing by to help. So stop in and see how five simple words drive everything we do. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. But not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Christmas week here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen with you and all the people who are enjoying this fabulous week, this fabulous time of year. It is just that. It's a most wonderful time of the year. I don't know if I want to put all that to music, but it's, you know, it's a time to feel light and airy and fun and fresh and that sort of stuff. Get away from some of the usual issues, although the reality is that we have things going on. There are, it's for the first, well, I don't know, last year it kind of felt like this too. We didn't ever get away from the cycle, the news cycle. Things are always happening and there's always something in your face. For example, today, information on how many high school students are using electronic cigarettes. How many this year versus last year? Because at the end of the year, there are always stats about this, that, and the other thing. And so this year, apparently twice as many youngsters of high school age started using electronic cigarettes. You realize what a disgusting stat that is? The annual study of teen smoking, drinking, and drug use. This week, full of all of this kind of stuff. What happened this past year? The year in review. Well, this was the largest single year increase in the survey's 44-year history, surpassing the 1970 surge in smoking marijuana, which has kind of calmed down. There's not a newness to that, but there's a newness to these damned electronic cigarettes. The survey suggests, from the research department anyway, the findings come from responses of 45,000 students from grades 8 to 12. Do you realize what an indictment that is of all kinds of things? The industry itself, parenting, kids and their stupidity, the lack of education in the sciences, biology, that sort of thing in high school. They should be focusing.
But everyone knows smoking's bad for you. Everyone knows that. We've known that from the beginning. But people still are choosing to do it. I actually take parenting and parents out of that equation, because I guarantee the majority of these kids who are vaping, the parents don't even know. You can't smell it.
Yeah,
it's
right.
You know, if you sneak a cigarette in high school, your parents bust you because you can smell it.
Smell it.
And so one of the reasons that kids are turning to vaping in such big numbers is because you can just keep doing it and no one's ever going to know.
Yeah.
And we know there are studies out there now. It is so much worse for you than smoking
awful.
A regular cigarette.
Yeah.
And we know how bad regular cigarettes are. So this is going to be, if something doesn't change with this, then this is going to be, this could wipe out an entire generation with lung cancer, because it's going to happen so much faster than it does with regular cigarettes.
Yeah, it's awful. These damn things shouldn't even be allowed. Yeah, the government's into everything. Why aren't they into this? It's really interesting to compare also, Victoria, the stats of other things that are abuses, like alcohol and cigarettes and stuff, cocaine, LSD, ecstasy, heroin, opioid pills, marijuana. The vaping way surpassed marijuana smoking. About 1 in 4 students said they'd used marijuana at least once in the past year. But all the other, the marijuana thing's about level. So vaping is way up, marijuana is about level, and the use of all the other stuff is way down. Declined. Cigarettes, cocaine, LSD, ecstasy, heroin, opioid, all that stuff is down. Marijuana's,
I think that's got to be an accessibility thing, though, right? Because it's harder to get marijuana. If you're a typical high school kid, it's harder to get marijuana than it is to just go to your corner store and buy a cigarette vape thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't probably card you. They should. You have to be 18 to buy them, but I don't think that's happening. So it makes sense that all the other stuff would be down or would be level, because there's just it's harder to get.
Yeah,
but these electronic cigarettes, they're everywhere. They're in gas stations. Like, they're everywhere. They're
everywhere.
In 7-Eleven. Yeah, they're everywhere.
And there's no real supervision here.
Nope.
And in a country that's so over-regulated and over-governmentalized, you'd think somebody would be on that. Who's making these things, and where's the dough going?
Yeah. It's frustrating, because to me it's like exactly like the same thing that happened with cigarettes, where basically they were promoted as being this cool thing, and then suddenly all these people started using them. It's like I'm friends on Facebook with a couple people who work in vape shops or own vape shops, and they're always talking about like the different flavors that they can mix people and stuff like that, and it's just... It's like this new, it's like bartending. It's like we can mix you all these different flavors of vaping, and it just sounds disgusting to me, but it's adults everywhere who are making it seem like this cool thing, and I feel like that's why teenagers are, it's everywhere, and everyone's doing it, and so of course teenagers have to partake in it, and it's sad.
Thinks this is a way to get off of cigarettes?
I don't know, there were doctors who were saying it in the very beginning that maybe this is a new thing, and I was saying from the very, very beginning that we're just putting all these chemicals in our body that people have no idea what they are because there's no testing on it, and now, a couple years later, now we find out that it's terrible for you.
See, all these people getting really sick. Yep. All right, here's something else from the same sort of area. Johnson & Johnson losing its bid to overturn that multi-billion-dollar verdict awarded in the lawsuit over the safety of their products, the talcum powder most specifically. Judge in St. Louis ruling against Johnson & Johnson. They tried to reverse the $4.7 billion jury award that was given to a woman who got ovarian cancer from using the talcum powder. And was it last week we were talking about the company trying to cover up test results showing mm-hmm. that the baby powder and the talc contain asbestos still?
Yeah.
What possible good? This company should go out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't obviously get it.
Yeah, they admitted that they had formaldehyde in baby shampoo for all of these years.
Yeah.
And so it's unbelievably toxic. And there's an entire, I'd say probably at least two, I'd say a solid two generations of people whose parents used all these products thinking that they were safe.
Yep, there you go. Here's another one. The lawsuit against Purdue Pharma. Claiming members of the family that owns the company that makes OxyContin is responsible for fueling the abuse of this painkiller. So there's a lawsuit going on here in Massachusetts. The filing in Suffolk Superior Court expands on the lawsuit that was filed in June. 16 current and former executives are on the hook here. The Sackler family owns the company. Suit asserts that over the past decade, Sacklers controlled a deceptive sales campaign by Purdue aimed at getting more people on higher doses of opioids. So this is a very interesting. They got to have all kinds of insurance policy. I didn't realize that there was a drug company that was still controlled by one family, but that's the situation with Purdue Pharma. The family members, the names of the family and the allegations against them are blacked out in the stuff, the redacted complaint that's been published. But the state is claiming the family directed the company to hire hundreds more sales reps to go around, knock on doctors' doors to get more doctors to prescribe the painkiller. They also directed sales reps to encourage doctors to prescribe more at the highest doses. Suit contends that the family studied unlawful tactics to keep patients on opioids longer than ordered by doctors and that sort of thing. So this is they've, of course, denied the allegations, but it's pretty obvious.
But that's how, and regardless of what type of medicine it is, if you've ever been into a doctor's office and you see the guy or the girl with the rolling suitcase, that's a suitcase full of drugs that they meet with the doctors. They give them all kinds of free samples. We now know that there are so many. I think John Oliver's show did this over 2 years ago. They started a whole database on specific doctors, what the type of kickbacks that they've gotten from. Oh yeah, names of doctors. What they received from pharmaceutical companies. Their kids' college tuitions have been paid off. They got new cars, vacations, golf clubs, like all this crazy stuff just to basically be drug pushers. And look at where we are now. You know, a couple years later, we've got an epidemic.
What's going to happen is that from the opioid epidemic is going to come a couple of things. As hemp gets more use and CBD oil becomes more part of the everyday style of dealing with pain, that and marijuana, as it's legalized, will replace opioids. And it would seem that that makes sense. There's far less harm that comes certainly from hemp using CBD oil to deal with pain. Here's an email from a fellow named Ron. I've been taking these opioids. A lot of people like myself have chronic pain on a daily basis. Opioids are addictive. Many people have died from overdosing, but what do we use? Well, you use what I just said. You use the CBD oil.
And if you're in a medical marijuana state, I think you're right, Doug. I think that's going to be, as soon as medical marijuana gets legalized in more and more states, and it's in a handful of states now, but I think that we're going to probably start seeing programs that transition people, that wean people off the opioids and start supplementing with either marijuana edibles, or smoking medical marijuana to try to, because if you just go cold turkey off these opioids, it's like going cold turkey off of heroin. It's the same derivative. It's horrible. But there has to be a plan in place to get people unhooked on this stuff.
Yep. It's amazing how we do this stuff to ourselves, isn't it? You know, the electronic cigarettes, the
opioids. Trust your doctor. You're in pain. You go to the doctor. You trust what he says or she says. And, you know,
well,
and
there are doctors who deal just with pain, and they're the ones that are, this stuff has been prescribed by so many of these pain clinics.
Yeah.
That's where it started. 45 past the hour on the DJV program.
As a business owner, how can you help protect both your employees and your business? For starters, you should be prepared. Chris Vilsack of State Farm explains how to maintain a safe business property.
Improving pedestrian and parking areas can reduce the risk of slips, trips, and falls for everyone. This includes maintaining plenty of lighting, cleaning up any spills, removing obstructions from walkways, installing handrails and non-slip surfaces for stairs, and making sure that any problems are repaired quickly. Plus, having an employee safety and training program can further reduce the risk of injuries.
What other tips can you share?
If you own a building, consider having a manager on duty whenever possible. Plus, it helps to post emergency phone numbers and to keep first aid kits both handy and fully stocked. Finally, don't forget that although you can do a lot to prepare, you can't prevent every calamity. That's why choosing the proper insurance is crucial.
To learn more, contact a State Farm agent or visit statefarm.com. I'm Bob Devo for the Consumer Radio Network.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, safe, natural. So let's talk about the other benefits of using Calotren besides just losing the weight.
Our website's really informative, and it goes into detail about how it helps with those side benefits. You know, I've heard people say that it's great for digestion, you know, acid reflux. That collagen protein, it is a healing supplement. Your body is going to use it where it needs it the most. You know, we also like to tell customers, too, when you're talking about for the weight loss, this is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're talking about losing the weight the right way, which even doctors will tell you, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's healthy weight loss where you can maintain it, where you can keep it off even after you get off this product. That's what you're looking for with Calotren. You know, this is healthy weight loss.
Available at toploss.com. 10% off. If you use the DJV code, plus if you buy more than three bottles, you get the fourth one free. Toploss.com. Using the code DJV.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now 53 after the hour. It's a Christmas week of eating, and eating. So let's get to some food news that may help you or not, depending on your love of chocolate, for example. I'm really upset. Victoria is going to ruin the mood for me now.
Well,
ruin
I don't know.
The mood.
I have a feeling that you'll still be eating Christmas cookies, right? You'll continue for until the new year. You'll
I had
be
a bunch of chocolate chip cookies last night, man. Oof.
Yeah. Well, apparently one of the biggest travesties over this holiday season is involving Hershey's Kisses, and everyone likes to make those cookies. I think Kara, maybe you even recently made them.
Yeah.
You know the
butter,
little cookies,
peanut butter blossoms.
Yeah, and then you put the Hershey Kiss in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently people are very upset because they're opening bags and bags of Hershey Kisses, and the little tips of the kiss are all broken off.
Really?
Yes. Oh. There must be, and this is across the country. People are now showing their outrage online. They're calling the company, they're calling the Hershey Company, which is based in Pittsburgh, and they're complaining that all these bags of Hershey's Kisses, they don't look right when you try to make a pretty cookie because the tips are all blunt.
Broken.
And normally they have that really pretty little, you know, that little tip that kind of curves up. And so I'm not sure what happened, but this is, a national bad batch of Hershey Kisses. So your cookies will not be as pretty, but I'm sure they'll still taste as good.
All right, so this is good news in the food news department for dark chocolate lovers. Your lucky day, according to new findings, chocolate with a high concentration of cacao, 70%, in fact, might boost your immunity, your mood, and your memory. It's the first time that we've looked at the impact of large amounts of cacao in doses as small as regular-sized chocolate bars. The first time in humans, anyway, over a short, long period of time. The researcher is Dr. Lee Burke. So he's the one who came up with the findings about dark chocolate, 70% boosting your immunity, your mood, and your memory. I don't like the taste of dark chocolate, though. Do you?
I used to not like it, but I've gotten used to. I can handle 70%. That's where the health benefits kick in.
Yes.
So
right.
I can handle that, but I usually like it mixed with something, yeah. Like if it has, you know, some nuts in it or something else to kind of offset the bitterness.
Right. Okay. As long as we're in the candy department, Butterfinger. The Butterfinger candy brand, owned by Nestle since 1990, bought by Ferrero, the company behind Nutella. New parent company is making some big changes. New bars, which will be available in stores next February, made using a chocolate shell coating that contains more milk and cocoa instead of some of the fillers that they put in. In addition to the updated chocolate coating, brand is now using carefully selected U.S.-grown peanuts to make the crispy interior. The peanuts also are roasted in-house. That's not all. Butterfinger is quite literally trimming the fat. The new recipe, getting rid of the hydrogenated oils that had trans fats in them, the preservatives found in many processed foods, TBHQ, that's out too. According to the brand spokespeople, these updates have made a crispier, fresher candy bar. How many people like Butterfingers?
I do. Every once in a while. I used to love it at Halloween. I loved getting Butterfingers.
Even with all the changes, the bars still look pretty much the same. Packaging is getting a fresh update to reflect the new ownership. It'll be double-layered, another addition. The brand says will improve the bar's freshness and allow it to last longer. New bars available at all the convenience stores, drug stores, candy stores, grocery stores, Walmart, Target, CVS, Kroger, Publix, same places. You can get any kind of candy, right?
I'm happy that they're getting rid of the junk that was in it. You know, the fillers, the hydrogenated oils, all that stuff. It's so bad for you.
I hope
candy gets a makeover in 2019 in general.
Let's have it. You're right. Good wishes for candy in the new
healthier
year.
Healthier candy.
Here's something that will make you healthier in the new year. Losing weight the Calitrin way. Time-tested ingredients, healthy weight loss. This is the time. Don't wait till the first of the year. Get on the program now. There's a lot of good news from a lot of people. Calitrin helps to rebuild lean muscle, repair your house, your body, your tissue, because the number one ingredient in Calitrin is collagen, your bodybuilding protein that you stopped in your 30s building on your own. So you got to have a supplement. And this is the way to get it. Lose the weight, keep it off. Benefits are amazing. Calitrin, the healthiest way to lose weight. You can get it by going to toploss.com. Use the DJV code, get 50% off while that opportunity exists.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.